Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jordan Goodman's back, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan, yeah, that guy. Our old friend Jordan, more than a decade, is a member of our Brain Trust. He's America's answer man. He's written so many books on the topic. He has his own radio show, and as you know, he's a nationally recognized expert on personal finance, whether it be investing or debt, and managing all of your money, however you apply it. And he's our good friend, Jordan Goodman. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and thanks for hosting me on your own show last Monday, I guess it was. And
My show's called The Money Answer Show, and it's on the internet network called the Voice America Business Network, and there's actually a link to it, and they can hear our whole interview that we did about the consumer, the age of the consumer.
Age of the customer. Yeah, absolutely.
My website is moneyanswers.com. You can see
folks, he did a great job of interviewing me about my book, and I really appreciate that, Jordan. What's the title of your newest book?
The newest book is called Master Your Debt, because the idea is, if you do it right, this could be a very good time to be in debt, doing it the right way, because interest rates are very low and you can use leverage very positively. If you do it wrong, it can be very painful to be in debt. And this is both talking as a consumer and as a business here.
You know,
I just want to go through a few strategies that
as
help
a business,
people.
As a business owner, obviously debt can get out of hand, and as a consumer, you've really got to watch your debt situation. But one of the things that bothers me, Jordan, is our people, so-called financial experts, who try to extend their advice about debt, about consumer personal debt, over to managing a small business. You and I both know those are two different things, I don't know any small business owners out there. I don't know too many small business owners out there who grow, who don't have to borrow money at some time.
That's right, particularly in the startup phase. But in many cases, they mix their personal debt and their business debt.
Right.
And they're borrowing personal credit cards to fund their business, which can be kind of messy. If the business doesn't work out, then they're in personal debt. I see this all the time. So let me give you some specific things that can help people manage their debt. The first thing is there's a strategy called the Mortgage Equity Optimization Strategy, which literally allows you to pay your mortgage off in about 5 to 7 years instead of 30 years on the same level of income you've got today. Most people don't know about this, and certainly the banks are not going to tell you about it because they'd much rather you pay them for 30 years instead of...
How does that work?
So there's a website people can find out more about, and I'll explain how it works. The website is truthinequity.com, truthinequity.com.
Right.
And here's how it works. Instead of using a traditional 30-year mortgage where you make the same payment for 30 years, all the interest being front-end loaded, the first 10 to 15 years, pretty much all interest. You're paying very, very little principal. And meanwhile, your money, your paycheck and so on, is sitting in a checking account earning nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You use a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, almost like a checking account, and you put money into the HELOC, and then you pay your bills out of the HELOC, and every day that goes by, you're making progress against the principal of your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And so your money's working for you every day, and so the bank. So literally, every month that goes by, your mortgage payment in that HELOC is going down because you're paying off the principal at an accelerating rate.
Right.
And because you have owe less principal, you owe less interest, so your principal's going down until you go to zero, and meanwhile you're using that to pay off the first
mortgage, and the whole thing
is off in about 5 to 7 years.
Of course, you have to have the cash to be able to pay.
Three things you need to make this work. You got to have equity in your house. You can't be underwater. You got to have a decent credit score, I'd say maybe 680 or higher,
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to qualify to get that home equity line of credit, which a lot of people can do that. And yes, you're right, you need positive cash flow, more money coming in than going out during the month.
But just imagine, just think about this, folks. What if you could own your house outright in half a dozen years?
That's right.
And by the way, folks, this is a strategy I have used myself. Not exactly like Jordan describes it, but pretty close. Maybe one or two of the little wrinkles I didn't do, but just, you know, I'll tell you something else, Jordan. You can even keep it even simpler than that. Just make, if you have an extra $200 a month, even just find a way to pay that on the mortgage.
Nope, doesn't work. Nope, Jim, that doesn't work because. See, the difference with the HELOC is it's liquid. If you make extra payments towards a 30-year mortgage, you can't get your money out.
No. You're right about not getting your money out. No, I'm talking about just making a commitment to paying off your mortgage quicker.
Well, you can, but if you just put an extra $200 to $300 a month towards your traditional 30-year mortgage, it might cut 2 or 3 years off your mortgage, not 25 years.
Right, you have to pay quite a bit, yeah. No, I'm just talking about
if you just want to try to shorten something. The website, again, you can find out more about this,
right,
is truthinequity.com, truthinequity.com.
All right.
It's a free website, and they do what's called a personal profile. You put in the numbers that apply to you or your business's situation,
mm-hmm.
and then they say, based on the numbers you just gave us, your payoff's going to be 6.2 years, whatever it comes out to be, and then step by step, here's how you do it. So I just save people tens of thousands of dollars and literally 25 years off their mortgage in a way the bank will never tell them about.
What's another method we can save money?
Okay. So another one on the corporate side, as you say, a lot of companies get really piled under in debt, and they don't know how to handle it. They just don't know how to handle it. And going bankrupt is not necessary in many cases. There's a place that can actually help people with a lot of company debt, which is called Corporate Turnaround. Mm-hmm. And they have a website as well, which is helpwithpayables.com.
Jerry Silberman is the purveyor of that website.
Correct.
And that company,
correct.
And he's an old friend of ours, and a member, and Jordan, he's a member of our Brain Trust.
Excellent. They do a very, very good job. And what the idea there is, they prioritize the debts so that the lenders, the creditors that have the most leverage over you,
mm-hmm.
Are going to get paid first and more, and the creditors that have the least leverage are going to get less and later.
Right.
It's going to come down.
He absolutely helps you with that resource. He absolutely keeps a lot of people not only out of bankruptcy, but they restore their lives and restore their businesses. Jordan,
totally.
We got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please.
Okay. My website is moneyanswers.com. I've got links to all these resources there at moneyanswers.com.
It's a great resource website, folks. Moneyanswers.com. Jordan Goodman is the purveyor of that website. Give us that new book again, Jordan.
Called Master Your Debt. And there's a link to it at moneyanswers.com.
Master Your Debt. That's the name of the new book. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after, right back with Jordan Goodman. More financial advice from the Money Answer Man. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
You take a lightning from the sky. You bring a strong man to his begging knee. You make the younger mama cry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.